Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The Bad Axe Police Department and Tuscola County Sheriffs have issued alerts regarding a recent surge in scam attempts targeting local residents. In a recent example shared by the Bad Axe Police Department, residents have reported receiving fraudulent smishing messages, claiming outstanding balances and threatening late fees for unpaid toll fees. These messages urge recipients to visit a suspicious website to settle the alleged invoice. Similarly, a Caro resident reported receiving a similar scam message, prompting Tuscola County Sheriffs to issue a warning to residents. In response, local authorities emphasize the importance of never sharing personal or financial information with unknown sources. The city of Bad Axe echoed this sentiment on Facebook, urging residents to remain vigilant and avoid falling victim to such scams. Huron County, along with communities nationwide, is gearing up to observe the revered National Day of Prayer this week. Set for Thursday, May 2nd, the annual event will unfold on the Huron County Courthouse lawn, commencing at noon. Leading the charge is Marie Keel, president of the Women's Christian Temperance Union, who initiated the local tradition 2 decades ago. Inspired by televised glimpses of other states gathering in prayerful unity, Keel sparked a beacon of spiritual solidarity in the community. Reflecting on past endeavors, Keel recalls initiatives like the Life Chain, a demonstration against abortion, and underscores the importance of communal prayer and testimonies of divine intervention. Attendees at the Huron County Courthouse from noon until 4 p.m. on May 2nd's National Day of Prayer can expect a program encompassing prayer, patriotic songs and hymns, along with reflections on the seven mountains of influence representing various societal spheres where divine guidance is sought. And we will be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Michigan police are launching Operation Ghost Rider to crack down on distracted driving using unmarked vehicles. The operation, involving state, county, and local agencies, began Monday. Spotters in unmarked vehicles will alert marked units when they observe distracted driving, particularly phone usage. Governor Whitmer's hands-free driving law prohibits holding or supporting a phone while driving. Penalties range from fines to community service and driving courses for repeat offenders. Jim Santilli, CEO of TIA and chairman of the Governor's Traffic Safety Advisory Commission's Distracted Driving Action Team, emphasized the importance of road safety to WDIV amid persistent dangers posed by distracted driving. Operation Ghost Rider was introduced in 2017 and will see multiple mobilizations in 2024. Police in North Carolina say they're still sorting out how 4 officers were killed and 4 others wounded Monday in suburban Charlotte. But they know the officers were at a disadvantage when immediately faced with gunfire from an upstairs position inside a home. A task force made up of state, federal, and local officers were trying to arrest a man for a gun crime. That man, Terry Clark Hughes Jr., also died. Mayor Villiles says Charlotte won't be the last place that police are killed, but that Charlotte will be a place that will heal with dignity and respect. That has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, please visit thumbnet.net. The temperature is currently 56 degrees. Wind speeds are from the northwest at 10 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 57%.